For decades, R&B singer R. Kelly dodged allegations of abuse toward black women and girls. Then this week, a federal jury found him guilty of sex trafficking and racketeering. It's been a relief for those advocating for the voices of black girls, especially in Chicago, where Kelly is from. WBEZ's Natalie Moore reports.
Montana Ross learned of the guilty verdict while sitting in a graduate psychology class.
A classmate of mine, he actually showed it to me, and I let out the biggest squeal in class.
Ross is earning a master's degree in clinical mental health counseling.
I got happy. I just felt like this rush of energy that it felt as if, like, everyone who has ever suffered, like, at the hands of any type of violence, gender-based violence, like, we all just had a moment.
Thousands of miles away at Xavier University in Louisiana, Chicago native Jada Thompson reacted too.
The first thing that I could think of, and it was just like, in this moment, we can all feel the relief of another predator being taken off of the street.
Over the years, she has had to convince friends to stop playing Kelly's music and think of the pain of black women and girls who accused him of abuse. He telepathed his behavior in music. He produced an album entitled Age Ain't Nothing But a Number for Aaliyah. In 1994, he married the R&B singer. At the time, she was 15 and he was 27, but the marriage certificate lied about her age. The marriage was annulled.
R. Kelly's not the only predator out in the world, like, doing these things to children and women, period.
Ross and Thompson are alums of Girlfriends, a program of the Chicago-based A Long Walk Home, which empowers black girls to activate against sexual assault and abuse. The group has also consistently spoken out against Kelly. Ross says the community support Kelly has received for years is related to how black girls are sexualized.
The narrative or the concept of black girls being fast,
which suggests that teen girls are at fault for being sexual with grown men. For decades, Kelly's predatory behavior toward girls was an open secret. Black girls of a certain age in Chicago have stories of him hanging out at high schools or in McDonald's parking lots. Kelly's career never suffered. A Long Walk Home co-founder Scheherazade Tillett hopes the verdict serves as a victory for women who testified during the six-week trial in New York.
It's one of the most important cases that we have that centers black women and girls.
Tillett served as a consultant on the 2019 Surviving R. Kelly documentary that aired on Lifetime. Public sentiment around Kelly changed in recent years with the Me Too movement and Mute R. Kelly. Orinike Odeleye of Atlanta is a co-founder of that movement that started to get Kelly off of the airwaves and succeeded. But more work needs to be done beyond the sense of relief this week at the verdict.
Unfortunately, our community and our society's response to allegations of sexual abuse still is very contextual, and it's based in how much we love and admire the person, whether or not we feel like the victims are worthy or perfect.
And Odeleye says, remember, there are other Kelly victims who are still awaiting justice. Kelly is facing more criminal charges in federal court in Chicago and the county. All have to do with sexual abuse, but with different victims from the New York case. For NPR News, I'm Natalie Moore in Chicago.